Hi, I'm Janice Bird, and welcome to Book Talk. Most people get hung up on the why of pain, but that's not the focus of Philip Yancey's book, Where is God When It Hurts? Rather, he prefers to look to the results of suffering, where meaning and redemption can be found. The outcome of suffering is an opportunity for us to display God's good work, whether or not a miraculous healing transpires. Yancey's heroes are people like Johnny Erickson Tada, who have dignified suffering. He cites the inspiring examples of John Donne, Helen Keller, John Merrick, Corrie Ten Boom, and many others who have found meaning in their pain. Peter's words to suffering believers in the first century seem to imply that our pain can have meaning if we consider it as part of the cross we take up in following Jesus. This suffering is all part of the work God has given you. 1 Peter 2:21. Every page of Where is God When It Hurts has practical advice for dealing with personal pain and for reaching out to others who suffer. Study groups will value it 17 pages of discussion questions. So where is God when it hurts? He is in us, and we are called to show love even when God may seem not to, says Yancey. As Christians, we can bring more than optimism and cheerfulness to those who suffer. Through Jesus, we offer courage and hope, because a God who hung on the cross can be trusted to transform our pain, to bring good out of evil.